Chapter 1. 4 Steps to Maximum Attraction. Looking at attraction through the lens of science and biology is actually the purest way to see it. All the trappings of modern-day society, Ferraris, tiny bikinis, sprawling mansions, pickup lines, work toward the exact same purpose. They create attraction in an instinctual and almost animalistic way that we can't really rationalize to ourselves. They excite, release hormones, and then something happens. Often we don't fully understand our own actions, but they can usually be boiled down to one of the factors presented in this chapter. This is because it's been hard-coded in our genes to be attracted to aspects and traits that indicate that someone will be a good partner in biological terms. In the beginning phases of dating someone new, that's exactly what you do. You pay for everything. You put your best face and outfit on. You act courteously, and you generally try to make your best impression. We present all our positives while subtly obscuring our negative traits and shortcomings. This influences everything from haircuts to wearing high-heeled shoes. Hey, humans are just mammals shooting DNA at each other. But the DNA's delivery isn't anywhere near guaranteed. Sometimes the source of the DNA is killed and eaten by a saber-toothed tiger, and sometimes it dies of dysentery. Oh, and there's that pesky need for the vessel of that DNA to eat, drink, and sleep every day. We're so fragile. The odds were heavily stacked against us for the majority of our existence, and it's only through creating and searching for these instinctual markers of a good partner that we are still living and thriving as a species. The science of attraction, what makes people like each other, is literally in our blood and informs almost every aspect of the human experience. Even the way you talk to the opposite sex and attempt to flirt has roots in what science has discovered drives attraction and mating. The way men and women attract each other is not a product of random chance. Just about every aspect has an evolutionary and subsequent scientific basis to it. They explain why you tend to be attracted to certain types of people, and even why certain types repulse you. At this point, you might be asking what these instinctual markers of attraction are, and what actually makes a good partner. As it turns out, there are 4 fundamental types of attraction that determine how attracted you are to others, or how attracted others are to you. Eric Weissman. These attractions are the 4 essential components that someone looks for in the opposite sex. They are not hard rules, but rather general features people biologically and psychologically look for in a mate. Remember, they are the instinctual markers for attraction that we are both presenting and searching for, though we might not be consciously aware of it. In the past, they represented a mate that was going to help you bear your children and protect them effectively. We are still driven by these biological needs, though they are sometimes hidden by other impulses. Imagine how much more effective you'll be in attracting the opposite sex, and knowing what to look for, if you can specifically work on these factors. The 4 types of attraction are 1. Health. 2. Status. 3. Emotion. 4. Logic. Interestingly, the order of those is also the chronological flow that must be followed for attraction to occur. It's a sequence that has been honed through millennia of practice and survival. This means each step is necessary for the next level of attraction to occur, and to ultimately lead you into a relationship. When you've hit the 4th attraction factor, logic, it means you are compatible in all the preceding ways, and after the honeymoon dust settles, you will still be able to stand being around each other. In a nutshell, here's how the attraction flow works. To be attractive overall, you must first be physically capable and physically attractive. Next, you must be capable of providing what is biologically expected of your gender. Then you must be emotionally attractive, have romantic chemistry, and feel attachment. And finally, you must share similar values, goals, morals, and worldviews. You don't have to look very far to see the accuracy of these attraction types. They mirror the actual dating process almost exactly. Step 1 is health. When you meet someone, you first notice their physical appearance and attractiveness. At the very least, you notice if you find them physically unattractive or repulsive. More important, you notice if you are